The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until noon Thursday. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 16. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for snow tomorrow, high of 23, mainly clear skies and quiet. Snow likely tomorrow night, 3 above, cloudy skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Effingham, Kansas, as we get set to go to the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening. It is the guys' turn as ACCHS plays host to Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you back with us. Public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd here this evening, and Dwayne knows his way around that job. He's been doing that for more than a little while now. Just making sure we've got all of the right starters marked down here. And there we go. Let's share the starters with you. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from Jefferson County North, then head coach Tanya Kramer, her assistant Jeff Hale. JC coming into the ballgame tonight, 5-0 on the season and 5-0 in the conference. And they're going to be starting tonight. Caleb Worthington, Lawrence Pollard, Grady Knoll, Carson Worthington, and Ryan Feldkamp. So four seniors and sophomore Grady Nolan. Going to take a quick break. We'll be back and bring you the starters for the Tigers and the tip-off right after this.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Back with you here in Kansas. We brought you the starters for JC and how about ACCHS and head coach Troy Hoffman. Tigers coming into the ball game tonight at 2-3 in the Northeast Kansas League. They are 2-4 overall, and they're going to be starting 6'1 senior Caleb Miller. Creighton Bowerly, he is a junior at 6'1. 6'2 junior Trenton Kimmy. Colton Myers, he is a junior at 6'3, and we're going to round the group out with Kieran Quarter. Kieran is a 6'1 senior. The ball goes up, the tip of the way. JC is going to haul it down, and we are underway. Quick shot goes up, no good. Tigers coming up with a rebound and up the floor with the basketball. They will come. ACCHS will handle the ball up to the top side, dumping around to the edge where Kieran Quarter's got it. They'll come back out top of the key. Trenton Kimmy. JCN and a little player defense, and the Tigers are coming out here very, very patient with the basketball. They're going to kind of lounge around with it out above the three-point circle. First over to the left side, now back to the top of the key, now to the right wing, deep into the baseline corner right. They'll step inside the three-point circle, access cut off, and bring it right back out on top again. 7-11 to go in the first quarter, not a shot taken. Trying to get into the lane, nothing. Now here's the three, air ball, way too strong, but Tigers got to come up with a nice offensive rebound, hauled down there by Colton Myers. We're a minute in with no score. See, this is the antithesis of what JCN wants to do. They want to get that ball on the floor. They want to go. They want to run. They want to transition. They want to shoot. They want to score. Here's a little follow-away shot. Colton Myers will have the first points of the game. And ACCHS breaks out on top, 2-0. We are a minute and a half in. Long cross court pass. Chargers drive, shoot, and score. That's how long they take with it as Carson Worthington gets the first points for Jeff North. Back it comes out on top again. Tigers for the basketball. It's a 2-2 game. 2 minutes gone. And again, ACCHS, they're playing to their strength. And now the shot is up, misses. Lawrence Pollard coming up with a rebound. And his outlet pass is going to be stolen. Tigers coming down the floor, and we get a whistle. We get a foul call. So Pollard turns it over, and then Lawrence tried to save it back. And as so often happens, picks up the foul. It's going to be his first. It'll be the first foul of the ball game on either team. And it is going to send the Tiger to the free throw line with Kieran Quarter. Shot is good. So Quarter will have his first point of the game, and he puts Atchison County back in front again at 3-2. The second one rolls in. He'll get them both. 4-2 ACCHS, 5:50 to play in the first. Tigers going to implement some full court pressure. Going to come out on top to Feldkamp, back over to the left side, knifing into the lane. The pass out between the circles, handled up high by Caleb. Long cross court to the left side. It's going to be Carson, now back to Caleb. His shot is up and missing. Tigers are going to rebound it down, Trenton Kimmy. Here comes Atchison County, accelerating all the way, coast to coast, driving shot, it's up, it's good. Quarter with two more. He's got four, and it is an early 6-2 lead for Atchison County. J.C. into the forecourt, drives down the right side, and as Caleb Worthington gets beyond his defender, reaching out, Creighton Bowerly commits the foul. Creighton just trying to slow him down a little bit, but was behind him enough that the foul is called. 6-2, Atchison County. 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. The pass underneath is going to be batted away. Tigers with another steal. Here comes Myers. He will have the ball stripped out of his hands. Thrown out of bounds down to the baseline. There is a nice crowd here. Not a huge crowd. I'm going to tell you, sitting around me, not Charger fans, not Tiger fans, but in fact, Dragon fans, because Valley Falls is here in great numbers. Teams, coaches, fans, because they're going to be playing Friday night against this JCN team. Danny Winchester, games that we're going to be bringing to you right here on 93.7. But that's Friday. Here's a three right now for the Tigers. It is up, it is no good. Rebound to get down is going to be Ryan Belkamp. Kicks it over to the right side, and the ball is going to be thrown away. JCN going fast. Maybe that time just a little too fast. A couple of substitutions coming in for Jeff North. You're going to bring Cole Burke into the game. And also checking in is going to be Carson McAfee. 4:20 to play. Here's a pass for the Tigers down to the baseline. It's going to be lost out of bounds. And ACCHS will turn it over. Entering the ball game now for the Tigers is going to be Lane Mullins. 4:22 to play in a rapidly moving opening quarter of basketball and a low-scoring one at 6-2. Homestanding Tigers are in front. Now a little full-court pressure. McAfee will launch into the forecourt. I know him from those signature lime green, neon green shoes. Here's a shot from the outside. It's up and no good. Offensive rebound pulled back down by JCN. A 13-foot shot, maybe partially deflected, and the rebound is going to be saved again by Jeff Norris. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. JCN, long cross-court pass. Here's a three. Not going to happen. This time the Tigers are going to rebound it down. Trenton Kimmy with the board. So ACCHS continues to impose its will on JCN in the early going of the ballgame, keeping it low and slow. 3.5 to play in the first quarter. 6-2. We got a foul off the ball. An illegal screen being set by one of the Tigers. Let's see against whom we're going to call that. It will be a whistle on Bowerly, and Creighton will quickly have foul number two, and JCN has taken a timeout. It would appear that Coach Kramer has some things she wants to share with the team. Taking a break, 3:26 to go in the first. It is Atchison County 6, Jeff North 2.
Calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison. Here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
As we return, Jefferson County North putting the ball in play, coming out of their timeout. Let's see what the Chargers have. The feed is going to go to McAfee into the lane. Comes back over to the left side, Worthington. That will be Worthington Carson. And a turnover by Jeff North. Back comes ACCHS. 3 minutes to play in this fast-moving, low-scoring opening quarter. The feed will go down to the right side of Mullins. They pass across the lane. Tigers kick it out on top, and as it drives in, we're going to have a foul on the floor, and I suspect that's on Caleb. Caleb Worthington, foul number one. Team fouls are now even at two each. Jason will go to the bench, and they're going to bring in Manville. Right side, Mullins, two-pointer, rattles it home. Lane Mullins with his first points of the game. ACCHS extends its lead. Now McAfee is knocked to the floor. Two Tigers jump on him, and we get a jump ball called. Possession arrow back to ACCHS. It is 8-2. Tigers in front with 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison County has a strong game plan. And right now they are executing it nicely. Kieran Quarter will come into the forecourt to have the ball out on top, be trapped up there, and then it's going to be knocked away for a moment by McAfee. Tigers are going to be able to steal it back. Way out on top is going to be Miller. He's looking in, looking in, can't find anything in the middle. Comes back off on top to Kimmy. Trenton's cross-court pass is going to be out of the reach of Kieran Quarter, and it'll come back in again to JCN. 2:05 to play in the first. 8-2. Atchison County in front. JCN, can imagine they've gone over 6 minutes in any game this season with 2 points. They feed to the middle. Feldkamp, turnaround shot from 12 is really about a 10-foot shot, way short. Rebounding it back down. Atchison County. Tigers up 8-2 right now. Quarter will have it deep in the left corner. Back out of top, it'll come to Mullins. Down between the circles. Tigers swing it around to the right side. Caleb Miller. Back into the hands again of Kimmy. The pass to the baseline. Slapped out of bounds by Ryan Feldkamp. Minute and a half to play in the opening quarter. And ACCHS is wasting no shots. We've got Colton Myers getting set to come back in for the Tigers. Pass comes back out on top. Atchison County with the basketball. 1:20 to go in the first. And now, bouncing it off his ankle, Caleb Miller will turn it over, and JCN will have it back in play. And the Tigers, I would have suspected they're going to drop back for full, you know, for a half-court defense, but they are going full-court pressure on JCN, and they're really inviting that transition. Into the forecourt it comes. The drive down the right side. The attack of the basket. And the bucket won't go in, but we have a foul. And a couple of more free throws coming up for Jeff North. The foul is going to be the first of the ball game for the Tigers, Lane Mullins. JCN coming to the free throw line. Long look at it. The shot off the back and will not go in for Calvin Manville. So JCN still with 2 points in the game and 1:12 to play in the first quarter. Second free throw, rolling, out, no good. Rebound, Feldkamp follows up, no. Rebound, Mullins, and here comes Atchison County. Quarter into the forecourt, quickly accelerates, goes to the right side of the lane, spinning, shot is up, it's no good, and we get a foul. Tigers coming to the free throw line with 1:02 to go in the first. Foul is on Carson. It'll be his first, and team fouls are again even at 3 each. Quarter at the line. He's 2-for-2 today, 3-for-3 today, and he's having a huge opening quarter. Entering the game for ACCHS will be 6'3 senior Ryan Keith. The look, the shot, and in and out. It was halfway down and bounced away. 9-2. Atchison County in front. In the last minute now of the first. And the cross-court pass from McAfee is going to be stolen. Drive it down the floor. The shot missed. McAfee got down there quickly to defend it. And then, as JCN comes down with the rebound, a little frustration foul by Quarter. It'll be Kieran's first. Tiger team foul 4. And again, Atchison County going with that full court pressure. Comes in, Feldkamp, and he tries to dish it over to the left side where Atchison County will slap it out of bounds. It'll be JCN basketball. JCN thought it was going to go the other way. Three other guys had dropped all the way back to the far end of the floor. 38 seconds left in the first quarter. Looking, looking. Finally, they'll bring it in. Jeff North with it out on top. That's going to be Grady Knoll. Feeds underneath, and the layup is going to be up and good. And that's the thing that JCN cannot have, or can, must have, and ACCHS must not allow. And that's Ryan Feldkamp to go up for that nice, easy bucket. Tigers are going to have a hard time matching up with Feldkamp. Here's a three for the Tigers. Air ball short, and a rebound pulled down and over the back foul by Ryan Keith. So Keith will commit his first of the Tigers' third foul of the opening quarter. ACCHS will bring Mullins back into the game and take Myers back out. It is now 9-4. Atchison County, 8 seconds, 6 seconds. We're winding down toward the end of the opening quarter. McAfee feeds in the middle. 1 second. Hook shot at the buzzer, way off the mark, and that will be the end of the first. The Tigers, with a strong game plan implemented well, lead at the end of one. Your score, ACCHS 9, JCN 4.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas. We get set to go to the second quarter of the guys game. And the homestanding Tigers out in front by 5 at 9-4. For Jefferson County North, their 4 points have come, 2 each from Carson Worthington and Ryan Feldkamp. For ACCHS, it was a 5-point opening quarter for Kieran Quarter, 2 apiece then for Colt Myers and Lane Mullins. We're going to the second in. It'll be JCN basketball. We are back underway. Up the floor with it comes Caleb. Worthington's. I'm going to be really honest. I got to look at the numbers. Hard for me to tell them apart. Twin brothers. 15-footer for Feldkamp. No. Rebound underneath. Couple of head fakes and the shot is up and Carson Worthington is going to be fouled. So, again, Caleb Worthington, Carson Worthington, and they don't make it any easier for me wearing numbers 2 and 22. Of course, they did that to spite me, right? That's the only reason that they did that. 7:40 to go. First half free throw. It's up and in. So, Carson Worthington will have his third point of the ball game. By the way, Ryan Keith will have picked up his second foul. This free throw is also good. So Carson has 4, 2-2 at the line, and the Tiger lead trimmed now to 9-6. JCN is going to alter things a little bit. They're going to go to a little bit of a more aggressive full court pressure on the inbound play, pressing the ball all the way up the floor. Baseball pass to the other end. The rocket underneath, and that's how you beat the press with the breakaway pass down the floor. Colt Myers has 4. It is 11-6. 7:20 to play. And a foul on court on Atchison County. It's going to be on Trenton Kimmy. Tigers going to find themselves in a little foul trouble. That is going to be team foul 7. And the officials look at one another. They go over and talk to Joyce at the scorer's table and make sure, yeah, we're in the 1-1 already. 7:23 to go in the opening half and already in the bonus. Free throw, yes. One more shot coming up here for Carson Worthington. This one is good. He's 4-4 at the line, has a half a dozen points, and it is now 11-8. 7:23 to play in the first half. And again, JCN will keep some pressure on. They'll finally get it across the timeline. Tigers into the forecourt, top of the key, swing around to the left side. Colt Myers will take it, kicks it over to the wing. Taking it there is going to be Kimmy. Kimmy brings it back out on top to Quarter. Quarter will feed to the right side. Mullins dances right, turns left, kisses it off the window. Good. That was a nice, nice play by Lane Mullins, and he's got four. 13-8. The long cross-court pass, hauled down by Caleb. The feet underneath, the shot misses. Caleb gets his own rebound, and with one hand goes up and scores it. Caleb Worthington's first bucket of the game. It is now 13-10. Now the officials stopping play for a moment. Let's see what this is all about. Apparently it's not about anything. They're going to say Tigers can put it in play. They can run the baseline. Still, JC in full court pressure. Mullins will take the upcourt pass. The dish will go over to the left side. Dropping his shoulders. That on an offensive foul? You bet it is. Anytime as a basketball player, you go into the lane where there are defenders, you dip the shoulder down low and go in and kind of lift up. Yeah, that's a foul just begging to be called. It'll be the first foul tonight by Colton Myers in team foul 8. But an offensive foul will not be shot, of course, and JCN will be putting it in play from deep in the backcourt. Caleb Worthington with the basketball, brings it up, lobs it over to the right side to Grady. No, starts his way down to the baseline, puts a shot up, blocked from behind, got fouled, he'll come to the line. This is where the Tigers' aggressive play is going to cause them some issues. If they continue to play like this and continue to foul like this, make sure the bench is deep enough. That is their ninth foul of the game already. Grady Nolan at the free throw line. The first shot hits the back, kicks away. He'll have one more look. Into the lineup now for ACCHS as Coach Hoffman digs just a little bit deeper. Into the game is going to come Wyatt Kramer. Second free throw for Grady. Will not go in either, and the rebound is going to be out of bounds to Jefferson County North. So the Chargers have it into their offensive end. Looking in, they'll go to the left side. Feldkamp will take it, cut into the lane, dish it off on top. Grady will skip it down to the baseline. Pollard, and the pass is going to be lost away. Chargers will turn it over. Here's a runner on the other end. Miss! A breakaway layup that did not finish. And now, Feldkamp will take it down the right side. Goes all the way to the baseline, inside the lane. Now we'll cut it back and put it in the hands of Grady Knoll, who goes up and in for two. It's 13-12. Back up with it comes Atchison County, whose lead has been trimmed to a single point. They led by five at the end of the opening quarter. Back to the right side with it. Atchison County way out on top. JCN has made a bit of a change, too. Check out this 2-3 zone that they've settled in. Out on top, Carson. The feed, the shot by Wyatt, no good. Rebound to go down, JCN. Chargers with a chance at their first lead today. Back over to the left side with the basketball. The feed is going to go into the middle. Feldkamp turns, pivots, shoots, and scores. The bucket underneath by Feldkamp, his fourth point of the game, puts JCN in front for the first time tonight. 14-13 with 5:10 to go in the opening half, and now an outlet pass. But it's going to be out of bounds off Jeff North. Tigers are going to bring both Ryan Keith and Colton Myers back on the floor. JCN is going to bring. Who we got coming out there? Carson McAfee is coming back into the game, and Cole Burke. Here's a three for the Tigers, too strong. And a rebound on the floor, out of bounds, and they will say off Jeff North. Tiger basketball coming in playing with 4:55 to go in the opening half. JCN, 5-0 coming into the game tonight. ACCHS coming in at 2-3 in the conference, 2-4 on the season. They're giving the Chargers all they want right now. Little hook pass comes out on the top. Caleb Miller with it for Atchison County. The feed into the free throw line, and McAfee knocks it away. The defender grabs him by the ankle and trips him. No foul called. The fadeaway three is an air ball, and the rebound pulled out by Pollard. Here comes James Dean. This is what they want to do. Run and transition to basketball. Skip pass over to the left side. The step in front, underneath, shot up off the window, no. Pollard coming out with the rebound. Follows up, misses shot, got the foul, coming to the line. The foul on Atchison County is going to be assessed to Ryan Keith, and he will have his third foul of the game. And we're still over half of the second quarter to play. At the free throw line, the first one, a little wide to the left side. JC and Cole Burke at the line, looking for his first point tonight. Creighton Bowerly will be brought back in by Coach Hoffman. Second free throw, perfect in weight. We have a lane violation, so that shot will not ever have happened. And it remains 14-13 JCN. Tigers up the floor with the basketball and across the timeline comes Kieran Quarter. He comes right across at center circle. Beautiful pass down to the right block and falling away. The shot is launched but has no chance of going in. However, a foul has been drawn and Atchison County is coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Jeff North and it'll be on, it's going to be on Calvin, I think. Yep. Calvin Manville, foul number one. Charger team foul four. The free throw hits the back of the rim, and Colton cannot get it to fall in. For the Tigers, well, they're at 10, so JCN is in the double bonus for the last 4:08 of the first half. Second free throw, nice. Colton Myers hits that shot. The game is tied at 14. Up the floor it comes, the ball's knocked away. The official's letting it play, and man, oh man, the bodies are flying, and this time somebody finally blew a whistle. It is aggressive basketball. Full contact basketball. And that foul is going to be called on the Tigers. It'll be a couple of fouls now on Colton Myers. Back to the free throw lane will come Jeff North. Eyeing it, shooting it. And we'll fight go in. One more opportunity here for Calvin. Still a 14-14 ball game, just inside 4 minutes to go in the half. And the second free throw, that one hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be hauled down by Feldkamp, who's knocked to the floor. But he's going to rescue the ball and kick it back out on top to Carson. Worthington swings it over to the left side, McAfee. McAfee brings it back over to the right. Now the feed in the middle, top side. McAfee back on the left side. Feeds out to Feldkamp. Ryan looks into the middle, finds a cutter. The 12-footer's off the glass and missing. And the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It'll be off Feldkamp's left hand. 3.5 to play in what has become a very hard-played game. I get tired of the word. You know, here's a shot up and missing, and a foul on the tip of the rebound. I get tired of the term physical game. They're all physical in their own way, but you could use a lot of compass game played with a lot of physicality in that guys are pushing and shoving and knocking one another down. This is full contact basketball tonight. Free throw here is up and rolls around, and then it falls in. So count that free throw for Colton Myers. Tigers back in front by one at 15-14. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. First half. Colton, 2 out of 3 at the line. Now 3 of 4. He'll drop that one right through. And it is 16-14. An inbound pass thrown away by the Chargers. Tigers are going to pick it back up. 3:15 to go. JCN will drop back in that 2-3 zone. Here's the feed to the free throw line. The turnaround shot misses, and Feldkamp with the unobstructed rebound. The feed left side, McAfee will drive in and lose the handle on it, travel with the basketball, and JCN is going to be turning it back over. Into the lineup for ACCHS for the first time tonight, we're going to see Dalton Damon. Dalton's a junior, 5'9". Down the court, over to the right side, Tigers for three, and it's wedged. So the shot is a little short, a little wide to the right side, and Ryan Bellcamp pops up into the air and dislodges the ball, giving it to the official. It'll be called alternate possession. That will come to Atchison County. 2:50 to go in the half. 16-14, Tigers by a pair. ACCHS out on top of it. Quarter kicks it to the right side. Here's a wide open three, and that is an air ball way too strong. Offensive rebound followed home. Nobody got in front of or defended Trenton Kimmy, who gets his first point of the game right there. It is now a four-point Tiger lead. Skip pass is going to go down to the baseline right. JCN on offense. Here's Bellcamp. They have defended him well. He will go into the lane. Spin. His shot is partially deflected, and we're going to go back down. Atchison County. Kimmy coming up with the board. They'll fly up the floor. Quarter goes right side. Bodies on the floor again and again. No foul called. And I'm going to tell you what. Old Carson McAfee is getting beat around out there. He has been on the floor a lot tonight. 2:15 left in the first half. And Atchison County is going to throw it away. Now, you've got Coach Hoffman saying that that pass that was errant and got out of bounds was deflected. One official says to the other two officials, you guys talk it over. I didn't see anything. You guys figure out which way it's going to go. And it is going to be Tiger basketball. So Coach Hop, 2:14 to play in the first half. 18-14, Atchison County by four. And they got the ball back into their offensive end. Down to the baseline, back on top. Cross-court pass is batted, and it's going to be lost out of play. But Caleb Worthington doing a good job getting a hand on it. We're going to get both Grady Noel and Carson Worthington back into the Jeff North lineup. And for Atchison County, is going to come Caleb Miller. Just over 2 minutes to play in the half. Again, low-scoring game. And the Tigers are executing their plan still very, very well, leading here by four. Atchison County with the basketball. They've got one guy at the top between the circles. One guy on each wing, all of them about 2.5 steps above the three-point circle, and just playing catch around back and forth. Now they'll kick a baseline where the shot was taken and missed. Colt Myers couldn't get it to fall. Bellcamp comes up with a rebound, and now he's in trouble. Going to have to get this ball across the timeline, and they do just in the nick of time. Chargers not looking their normal crisp selves here in the first game of the second semester. Bellcamp comes down with a rebound of the missed shot. Goes up in a lot of traffic. Gets nearly thrown to the floor. No fouls called again. And back up at the Wycombe Atchison County with a minute 20 to go in the half. 18-14, Tigers by four. Creighton Bowerly has it for a moment. Giving it up quickly, though, to Caleb Miller. Miller out on top to Kieran Quarter. Minute 5 to go in the half. Tigers with the ball and a four-point lead. They'll feed it to the free throw line. Dish back over to the right side. One hand push pass down outside the right block. Stepping underneath. The shot is going to be blocked. And we'll have a foul called on, I believe, Ryan. No. The foul is going to be called on Lawrence. So Lawrence Pollard will be assessed his second foul of the game. Tigers at the free throw line. First one, yes. Trenton Kimmy. ACCHS has been outstanding at the free throw line. They are 7 of 9 at the free throw line so far in this game. Wyatt's going to come back in for the Tigers. We're in the last minute now of the first half. KCN hasn't scored in 5 minutes. By the way, second free throw rolls around and good. It is now 20-14. JCN into the forecourt. Pollard, Bellcamp, 15-footer way off the mark. Rebound tipped around. Tigers are going to rescue it and save it in. And big collision, bodies flying, and still no fouls called. 40 seconds to go in the half. Atchison County up a half a dozen with the ball. 30 seconds left in the half. Pass out top side between the circles. They'll rotate it over into the corner to Quarter. Down to the baseline. It's going to be stolen. Bellcamp. He'll bring it up. Dish it back behind him. Here comes Caleb into the lane. His runner in and out. No good. Wyatt Berman coming out with a rebound. around the right. Wyatt Kramer coming down with the rebound. Here's a running shot on the other end. It's up and good for the Tigers quarter. JC has got to hurry. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and that will take us to halftime. Great first half for Atchison County. Crowd coming to its feet. We're taking a timeout. We'll be back to summarize for you. The score at the break, ACCHS 22, Jeff North 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas. It is halftime, and ACCHS has taken an impressive 22-14 intermission lead over Jeff North here at home this evening. Look at the scoring for you. First of all, for JCN, with a half a dozen points leading the way for his team is Carson Worthington. 4 for Ryan Feldkamp, and then 2 apiece for Caleb Worthington and Grady Noel. For ACCHS, 7 apiece for Kieran Corder and Colton Myers. 4 apiece, Trenton Kimmy and Lane Mullins. And here's the thing. Atchison County got a little foul trouble. JCN did not take advantage of it, did not end up with a lot of free throw opportunities. And the ones they did have, they did not take advantage of. In the first half, ACCHS, 8 of 10 at the free throw line. JCN, 4 of 11 at the free throw line. 3-point shots in this day and age, we expect a lot of them, right? Well, you're in the wrong place for that tonight. Between the two teams, ACCHS and JCN, there has not been one successful 3-point shot in the entire first half. Second half is going to be interesting. You know these coaches are working the blackboards in the locker rooms, and we're excited to bring you the second half here on CARE Radio. Right now, though, we're taking a break. Intermission in Effingham in the guys' game at the half. ACCHS 22, JCN 14. We're kicking it back to Joseph. We'll return for the second half.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good evening. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball right here at your hometown radio station, Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the CARE Country schedule. Tomorrow night, we'll have Benedictine College basketball as the Ravens are on the road. Oh, I'm sorry, as the Ravens are playing host to Peru State. The game has got a 5:30 tip-off for the women's game. The men will take to the court right around 7:30. Taking a look at Thursday night, we've got Sports Look coming to you from CARE Sports Studio, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 on Thursday nights. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we got Valley Falls at JCN. 6 o'clock for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7. And on Saturday, we've got Benedictine College on the road at Graceland with the women taking to the court at 2. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Take a look at some of the scores in the earlier games. It was Clifton Clyde at 58 points over Concordia's 33. In the Wetmore-Centralia game, it was Centralia Girls 62 to Wetmore's 27. Frankfurt was beat by Donovan West 51-23 in the girls game. Royal Valley fell to Holton with a final score of Holton 37, Royal Valley 29. Sabetha topped Nemaha Central with a final score in the girls' game of Sabetha 40, Nemaha Central 28. And in the game that we brought you right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was ACCHS at 62 points to JCN's 33 in the girls' game. In boys' action right now at the 1 minute and 14 seconds before the half, it's the Nemaha Central Thunder leading the Sabetha Blue Jays 38-21. In the Holton Royal Valley game, with 2 minutes and 59 seconds remaining in the second half, it is Royal Valley 10, Holton 8. In the Atchison High Phoenix Highland Park game, it is Highland Park 31-17 at the half. And in college basketball action, it was Texas over KSU 70-57. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until noon Thursday. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 16. Winds out of the northwest, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. Chance of snow, 23. Snow likely again tomorrow night, 3 above. Overcast skies, 1 to 3 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's 43 degrees, even money in Atchison. The wind is out of the northwest at 8 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 58%. Barometric pressure is sitting at 29.67 inches of mercury. The dew point is 29 degrees Fahrenheit. And our feels like temperature right now is sitting at 35 degrees. Taking a look around the area, we are sitting at 40 in Horton, 45 in Leavenworth, and St. Joseph, Missouri is checking in at 40 degrees as well. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in about a minute.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with your Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg. to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back to Effingham, Kansas. Getting underway in the second half. It is 22-14, Tigers in front of Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy who took such good care of you back at the Care Sports Studio at halftime. Joseph, thank you. Tom Couts with you here in the gym. Chargers with the basketball, and JC and seeing if they can come out of the doldrums. Tigers seeing if they can't maintain the great game plan that they've got initiated here in this one tonight. We're going to get a whistle, we're going to get a foul, and it'll be JC and coming to the free throw line for a pair of shots. As the official comes over, he's going to share with us that Colton Myers will have his third foul. He's the second Tiger to have picked up a three. Half a minute into the second half, and coming to the line for Jeff North is going to be Carson. Up and in, and Carson Worthington has been the only guy hitting free throws. Matter of fact, literally the only guy to hit a free throw for JC tonight. He's now 5 of 5. The team is 5 of 12. Second free throw is up, and that one won't go in. Shouldn't have said anything. 22-15. Back into the forecourt with it. Here comes Atchison County with their first possession of the second half. Caleb Miller will handle it up topside. Kicks it over to Bowerly. Now to the top of the key flashes Colton Myers. JCN will stick to its player defense. They like that. Drive down the right side of the lane. Nice defense there by Lawrence Pollard. And the Tigers continue to pull the old rope-a-dope here. I mean, we're inside 7 minutes, and they're just working time off the clock, running the ball around the outside. You could do this when you're ahead. You cannot do this when you're behind. And now they're going to throw the ball away. A little miscue and a little miscommunication over into the left side. The ball caroms into the Tiger bench, and we'll come back to Jefferson County North. 6:44 to go, third quarter. But again, for the Tigers, as long as they can maintain that lead, they can run this offense all night long. JCN, bounce pass is going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Right in front of Charger head coach Tanya Kramer. She's on her feet, has been through the entire game, giving encouragement and probably some strong suggestions to her players out of the floor. Now the ball is going to be loose. It's on the floor, and we're going to get a travel called. It's going to go back again to Jefferson County North. Got Coach Hoffman for the Tigers on his feet, shaking his head in disbelief and probably a little bit in dissatisfaction. Chargers, long cross-court pass, and the rope-a-dope is working a little bit. JCN seems to be a little mesmerized by this. They're slowing way down. This is not the normal speed at which they move, and now a driving layup is missed, but another foul is going to be called and free throws taken. That is going to be the fourth foul of the game now for Colton Myers. That coming at 6:10 to go in the third quarter. Charger free throw is up and in. Carson Worthington hits another one. With those four fouls, Colton Myers will exit the game back into the lineup for Atchison County. Will come Lane Mullins. First free throw is good. Second free throw is not. And the rebound is on the floor. Tigers are going to pick it up. 22-16. Here's a little turnaround shot in the lane. It's up and no good. JCN coming up with the basketball, and they will try to run it up the floor all the way to the left side, slipping and falling to the ground. Now the ball rolling around, and ACCHS picks it up. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Belkamp, and back it will come to the Tigers. That time Carson coming on the floor, trying to put on the brakes, but the wheels just gave out from beneath him, and he slipped down. The ball got free, and the Tigers are up the floor with it. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Still a 22-16 lead. And now the ball stolen away by J.C., and Feldkamp is going to bring it up the floor himself. He'll dump it over to the right side. The feed to the block. Feldkamp backs in, up, good. There is the shot that J.C. is going to have coming back in this game. 6 points for Ryan. 22-18. And we're going to get a Tiger timeout as Atchison County has yet to put a point on the board in the second half. Taking a break with Coach Hoffman. 5:23 to go in the third. Atchison County 22, Jeff North 18.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
We return to Effingham, Kansas, and welcome you back. J.C. has made a couple of substitutions in their lineup. They have, who we got out there? We've got Grady Nolan, Carson Worthington, Ryan Feldkamp. We've also got Caleb Worthington and Lawrence Pollard. So no changes. It's still the original starting five out there for Coach Kramer. Here's a baseline three for the Tigers. That thing is way off the mark on the rebound. Pulled down by Caleb. Worthington brings it up, kicks it over to the left side to Grady. Back out on top, they're going to come to Carson. Skip pass into the middle. Pollard lost it, picked it up, and now players going to the floor. And a jump ball is going to be called. And there's a technical. And there's another technical. It was getting a little bit snippy. And the official now is sending everybody to their respective benches. It was boom, and then one breath, and boom, a second. So let's see if they're on the same player, if they're on the same team. And the three officials are now out at center circle, and they're going to establish exactly what has been called. Now he's calling in the head coaches, and he's going to explain to them what he's not happy with. And by the way, let it be very clear in your minds, he is not a happy official out there on the floor right now. 4:55 to go in the third quarter. 22-18. ACCHS here at home in front of Jefferson County North, and a big game here in the Northeast Kansas League. Coach Kramer walks away. The official says, I'm not done talking to you yet. So she comes back, and then she nods and says, okay, whatever you say. Here we go. The technical, 21. Technical, 5. Jump ball. So here we go. Lane Mullins will pick up the T for the Tigers. Lawrence Pollard will pick up a T for the Chargers. So it makes a jump ball situation. It goes back to ACCHS. Here we go. Tigers are going to put it in. After all of that, here's the feed down to the block. The shot is up. It's no good. Rebounded off the floor. Here comes Jeff North. Up with it is going to come Carson. Worthington dumps it over to the right side to Caleb Worthington. Now into the right corner, Pollard. He'll skip it down low, and as he tries to get it in the middle of Ryan Feldkamp, he is fouled from behind. And the Tigers are playing in the third quarter, much like they did in the first, picking up a lot of fouls. Is this on Colton? No. This is going to be on Trenton. Trenton Kimmy, only his second foul. JC in with the basketball. Grady comes out on top. It's going to be Caleb. Here's a three. Feldkamp. What a shot from way outside for the big guy, Ryan Feldkamp. He makes it 22. That should be 22-21, shouldn't it? Was that not a three-point shot? Now the ball is loose. It's on the floor. It's rolling around. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Tiger basketball. There, they fixed it. It is 22-21. I was sure it was a three-point shot because he was not just above the ring. He was a step and a half above the ring. 4:03 to go. We're midpoint of the third quarter, and that's enough for Coach Hoffman. He's looking for a timeout, and he wants a full win, and he wants to talk to his team. As Jefferson County North is looking to battle back. They've cut the gap to one. 4:03 to go in the third quarter in Effingham. Atchison County 22, Jeff North 21.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Jefferson County North is the first team coming off their bench out on the court, and we're looking out on the floor, and it is going to be still the original five. Coach Kramer has not made a substitution yet in the second half. Caleb and Carson's out there. Grady, Lawrence, Ryan. Here's a feed over to the left block for the Tigers. We're going to get a blocking foul called on Ryan Feldkamp. Coming up with the ball, as Feldkamp will have his first foul of the night, and JCN has their second foul of the second half. One was the technical on Pollard, and now this one. Inbound to the block and back out on top. The Tigers again going to work on the clock. JCN is settled back now out of a player D into the 2-3 zone. 3:45 to play and winding along here in the third quarter. 22-21, long cross-court pass. Atchison County just working the outside. They're not real interested in taking a shot that is not point blank. And now the feed in the middle. The shot is up and missing. And the rebound is going to be followed up and in. The bucket is good by Ryan Keith. And we've got a Tiger player who had hit the hardwood and is a little slow climbing to his feet. Coach Hoffman is going to go to the bench and bring Wyatt Kramer back in, taking Trenton Kimmy out. 3:28 to play. It is now 24-21. That bucket was the first second half point for Atchison County over 4 minutes into the third quarter. Again, that just serves to illustrate how the Tigers are looking to take the air out of this. Here's a turnaround shot, Feldkamp halfway down, and it spins out. Tigers coming down with a rebound. 3:10 to go in the third. And a drive down and a traveling violation on Atchison County's Ryan Keith. Thought he had a little bit of a daylight, a little avenue to the rim. Got that step in before the ball got on the floor. And now Jeff North is going to bring Carson McAfee back out on the floor. Here's the outlet pass, and into the forecourt with it will come Jeff North. 3 minutes to go in the third, 24-21. Long cross-court pass. Right side, Feldkamp turns and kisses it off the window. Good. Ryan makes it a one-point game again at 24-23. 2:40 left in the third quarter. Tigers with it way out on top between the circles. And again, going to that kind of a triangle feed. Now the cross-court pass batted away by Feldkamp. Picked up McAfee. He will drive. Dumps it off at the baseline. The falling away shot off the mark. Rebound tipped out. Saved by Ryan. Feldkamp will save it. Here's a three. Worthington. No. Rebound saved underneath again by Caleb this time. Here's Carson. Another three. No. Rebounding it down is Atchison County. JCN getting their licks in. Just can't get the basket to fall. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Tigers continue to cling to the one-point lead at 24-23. I expected more points than this at the half in this game. And here we are approaching the end of the third quarter. Tigers are feeded over to the right block, dropping a shoulder. A hook shot goes up, and a nice job of drawing the foul by Ryan Keith. He initiated some contact and drew the foul on Cole Burke. Cole picking up his first foul. Jeff North picking up their third team foul of the second half. Ryan Keith coming to the line. The lefties. Free throw is off the mark. Into the game for Atchison County. Returning to the floor is going to be Trenton Kimmy. For Jefferson County North, you're going to get Calvin Manville. with his first appearance in the second half. Second free throw is up and it's about a foot and a half short of the rim. Hits the floor, bounces twice, and goes out of bounds. All the guys along the lane just kind of watched it, and it hit the floor in front of them. It kind of trickled out of play. Here comes Jefferson County North up the court as they put the ball in play. The feet comes in the middle. Feldkamp back out on top. Worthington, he will accelerate, go into the lane, put up a jumping shot, but too short. And right now Carson's struggling. He has got one bucket in the opening quarter and then half a dozen free throws. It's still a one-point Tiger lead. With a minute 20 to play in the third. ACCHS up top side. JCN has again shifted his defense to the player D. And we get a little contact. And this time a foul will be called. The whistle on Jeff Dorrit. The foul on Carson McAfee. It is his first foul tonight. And team fouls are now evened up at four on each team. Minute 14 to go in the third quarter. 1-point game. Tigers with the lead with the ball. They'll skip it out on top. Creighton Bowerly with a foot in the center circle. Kicks it right side quarter. And again, ACCHS has got everybody way away. And there was a travel, no whistle call, a break for Atchison County there. It goes over to the left side of quarter. The feed will come into the lane. The shot is going to be rejected and a slow whistle and a foul on Jeff North. A couple of free throws coming up here. The officials may tighten this up a little bit after the two technicals a moment ago. They maybe have decided that they're going to have to take a little shorter leash on the guys. That is going to be two fouls on Manville. A free throw? No. Keith is 0 for 3 now at the free throw line. Ryan has one more shot here. The 6'3" senior, another left-handed shooter, by the way. This one is up well off the mark, and the rebound is going to be hauled down by JCN. Calvin Manville comes up with the board. Chargers coming up the floor. The drive, the shot, the bucket. Counted, and a one. We'll see against whom that foul has been whistled. It is a foul on, is that Ryan? And it's going to be fourth foul of the game by the Tigers, Ryan Keith. Free throw is up and good. So Carson hits the bucket, I'm looking through my score sheet. Yes, for the first time in the game, JCN is in front, 26-24. And here comes the Chargers. They take the ball away on the turnover. Worthington into the lane, turns, shot deflected, gets his own rebound, falls away, shot missed. Rebound Feldkamp, shot missed. Rebound Tigers. Back with it is going to come ACCHS Kimmy, and the outlet pass by Trenton is too long. JCN is going to have it back. 15 seconds left in the third. Chargers are going to return Caleb Worthington to the floor. Calvin will check back out. No, Calvin's going to stay in, and it'll be Carson McAfee exiting the game. 15 seconds of play in the third quarter. JCN will bring it in deep in the backcourt. Caleb passed to the right side, batted away, and it's going to be stolen back by the Tigers. And jumping in front and just stopping the easy layup, sacrificing a foul, was Carson Worthington. Carson will have his second foul of the game, and Chargers picking up team foul six. It'll be a pair of free throws coming up here for Atchison County. ACCHS an opportunity to tie with 7 seconds to go in the third. The first free throw right in there. Trenton Kimmy, 3 of 3 at the free throw line. That was his fifth point of the game. This one on its way. Rolls out. No good. Chargers coming out with the basketball. They lead by one at 26-25. And it'll be slapped out of bounds. JCN will have it in play just in the forecourt. 3 seconds left in the third quarter. Both coaches on their feet, directing traffic like they're trying to flag down a taxi in rush hour. Here's the ball thrown into the backcourt. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. The shot at the buzzer hits the backboard. It's no good. And we go to the fourth quarter. What a finish is in store. We'll be back after 3 in Effingham. It's Jeff North, 26, Atchison County, 25.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
No matter what happens in the outcome of this game, both of these coaching staffs are going to look at this third quarter and point at it, and they're going to say, wow, what a difference maker it was. Because in the third quarter, JCN, who went into halftime trailing by 8, outscored Atchison County 12-3 and go to the fourth quarter leading it by 1 at 26-25. Scoring honors right now for the Tigers continue to belong to Kieran Quarter, Colton Myers with 7 apiece. For ACC, or for Jefferson County North, Carson Worthington and Ryan Feldkamp each now with 11. And the only three-point shot hit in the game was the one by Ryan Feldkamp about midpoint there of that third quarter. We go to the fourth, possession arrow to Jefferson County North, and here we go. JCN will bring it in play, and they'll have it in Grady Knoll. Cross-court pass. Way out on top they come, and now the Tigers are going to settle into a zone defense. Here's Caleb Worthington trying to drive into the middle. No room. The defense collapses running, bounces it off on top. Worthington, long cross court. Caleb cuts in, goes up, can't get it. Feldkamp will follow it home. Ryan Feldkamp with 13, and is now 28-25. This is the largest lead for JC in the night. They are up 3. Tiger pass out on top. Kicked over to the left side. It's loose on the floor. Batted away again. Saved once more by Atchison County. 7-11 to go in the game. Tigers with the basketball. This is a huge possession for them. They cannot, JCN, get momentum and a lead. Chargers, on the other hand, want to get it back. Here's a three for the Tigers from deep in the right corner. Their first three of the game belongs to Creighton Bowerly. We're tied again at 28. 6:50 to go. Feldkamp, top side. Grady for three. No. Rebound. Pulled down it with interior superior position. Caleb Worthington is fouled over the back by Ryan Keith. I've got him for 5. So Ryan Keith will foul out of the game with a long way to go. 6:45 to play. He will end the night 2 points and 0-4 at the free throw line this evening for Ryan. Jeff North putting it in play at their baseline. They'll kick it over to the right side, and we have an infraction as JCN did not move. They couldn't get it in play quickly enough, and before they get it in, they turn it over. Back up with the Wacom Atchison County. It's a 28-28 ball game, 6.5 to play. JCN now attacking the basketball, and they try to steal it away. They're going to get a jump ball call. Reaching in the middle, Caleb Worthington grabbed the ball, tied up Caleb Miller. You don't see Calebs up against one another that often, but we've got that happening here tonight with Worthington and Miller on these two teams. Tigers are going to have it back in play with the alternate position. Inside 6.5 to go. Atchison County over to the right side with it. Bowerly, skip pass to the left. Down low is going to be Myers. He's had a great game. Cross-court pass is going to be stolen by Jeff North. Carson Worthington. With the steal, and now he gets shoved and bumped and pushed, and finally the push from behind by Kieran Quarter gets whistled. Kieran had reached in and bumped him pretty hard a couple of 3 times, but that last time it was just a pass interference downfield. When you know the guy's going to go in for the touchdown, you just say, you might as well stop that and take your chances with the penalty. Coming to the free throw line, Carson Worthington. Shot up, he'll earn the bonus. Carson has his 12th point of the game. That was Tiger Team foul 7. So, again, we're in the plus 1. Heavy official stopping play, and he's having a conversation again. The same official that called the double technical a little while ago, having a conversation from the middle of the lane with the players on each side. Second free throw is perfect. So Carson Worthington hits both of those, and he makes it 30-28, JCN, 6 minutes to go. Full court pressure. It's a pass to the right side. The feed to the block. The kick to the left. The shot is up and partially deflected. And that shot was over the backboard, and they're going to count it good. It looked like it had crawled up on the top of the backboard. And desperation, just one of those shots where you think you're going to get fouled, so you just throw it at the basket. It hit the rim, went up. And from where we're sitting here, it looked like it had crawled on the top of the backboard and then fell straight back down through the rim. So they're going to get the foul. It'll be the second foul of the game on Ryan Feldkamp. They're going to get the basket and a chance at a conventional three, and it is good for Colton Myers, who now has 10 points. And Atchison County's back in front, 31-30, 5:50 to go. JCN has the ball stripped away and stolen. Here come the Tigers. Down the right side is Quarter. And we're going to get a JCN foul. And now it will be Atchison County coming to the line for the one plus. ACCHS has had a brilliant game plan here tonight. It has kept them in this contest. They have a one-point lead with 5:40 to go and are coming to the line for the one and nuance. Checking into the lineup, Carson McAfee. Front half is up and good. Tigers have not been good at the free throw line, but they're hitting some now down the stretch. That is the 8th point tonight for Quarter. He's 4 of 5. This one is in. He is 5 of 6. It is now 33-30. And players collide in the backcourt on the inbound, and they're going to say it's out of bounds of Atchison County. And here's the thing. ACCHS comes into the game tonight. They're 2-3, 2-4 on the year. They're in one of those no-lose situations. JCN is perfect on the year at 5-0. The pressure certainly is not on the Tigers here tonight. Here's a runner from the right side of the lane. It is up, and it rolls out no good. Feldkamp will follow it up and home. Brian Feldkamp with his 15th point. And it's down 33-32. And the Tigers' cross-court pass gets away as Bowerly was looking at the ball, and then he kind of stole a glance toward the basket, took his eye off it for a moment, and it escapes, gets away. And back up the floor with it will come Jefferson County North. 5:10 to go. What a finish. Hope you're enjoying this one here on CAIR Radio, K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton Atchison. JC with the ball down to the left side. They trail by one. Here's a baseline three. No. Rebound. Atchison County. Tigers race back into the forecourt. No travel call. Here's a feed over to the right side. The crowd tonight is small, but they are loud. Here's a pass nearly stolen by McAfee, but recovered to the backcourt by Caleb Miller. Tigers continue to stretch the floor. Quarter will have it on top. ACCHS burning time. We're down to 4.5 minutes left. Quarter will drive, drops his shoulder, and they're going to call a block. The problem for the JCN was, as the foul is going to be called on Cole Burke, Cole backpedaled a little bit. Had he been more stationary, held his ground a little bit, that dropping the shoulder and driving in by Quarter would have easily been a foul. Quarter free throws up and good, and he's red hot at the line. Kieran Quarter. 6 of 7 at the free throw line, has 10 points now. It's 34-32. This one makes 35-32. This Quarter will drain them both. JCN up the floor, drives across, feeds in the middle. The layup is up and missed. Way off balance and badly positioned. Going the other way, there's a lot of contact, no foul call. The ball's going to escape. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Tiger basketball. Now, here's a problem for JCN. Their guys are getting a little emotional out of the court. You've got to maintain your focus. You can't let this game get into your head. And now the officials are going to change direction, so they're going to call it JCN basketball. So good news for Charger fans with 4:18 to play. Are they taking a timeout? Yeah. They're taking a break. It's a good one. Good timing for that. And we will take a break also, Joseph. What a finish. 4:18 to play in the game. Atchison County 35, Jeff North 32.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
There are great games going on all around the area. Up at the Maury Hillmount Academy Gymnasium in the fourth quarter, it is a one-possession game with Maury Hillmount Academy leading Jackson Heights. Here with 4:18 to go, JCN is putting it in play. And they trail by three to a scrappy Atchison County team. Here's Spellcamp. It's three. Does not go in. Rebounding it back down. ACCHS. So the Tigers with the ball, a three-point lead, and now 4 minutes to play. Caleb Miller with it on top for the Tigers. Dumps it over to the right side. Trenton Kimme. Now the give and go. Right side off the block. Shot deflected and taken away by Ryan Feldkamp. Chargers back up the floor. The noise you hear in the background, that is Coach Hoppin stomping his foot trying to get his team's attention. Cross court pass to McAfee. Worthington. Right side. Noel in the middle of Feldkamp. They collapse three defenders around him when Ryan gets on the ball. Here's a shot in the lane. Off the glass and good. Two more for Carson. 35-34 with 3:22 to go. Tigers lead by one here at home. Cross court pass over to the left side. Atchison County back to that. Stretching the floor. Keeping it above the arc. Running some time. Trying to find a little daylight. The ball batted away for an instant. Recovered, though, by the Tigers. Accelerating a ball across court, and it's going to be knocked free, stolen away. Here comes Jeff North. A chance at the lead for the Chargers. Coast to coast, driving, shooting, scoring! Carson Worthington makes it 36-35, and we're taking a timeout with the Tigers. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play. Jeff North, 36. Atchison County, 35.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Welcome back. The pressure is on both of these teams as we're taking it down to the wire. And ACCHS coming up court. An unforced turnover. Just threw the ball across court and somebody took your eye off of it. It goes out of bounds. And Jefferson County North is going to have it back. 2:40 to go, leading by one. 36-35. Tremendously low-scoring game. Here's McAfee with it. Pass over to the right side. The feed in the middle of Feldkamp. He's going to turn, square, shoot, wide to the right side. Missed it. And a rebound saved by JCN. It's stolen back by the Tigers. Here comes Atchison County. They'll bring it up the floor. The feed to the right. The baseline shot. No! Rebound, Feldkamp. And if we get a foul, is it on Ryan? It could be, because I thought maybe he pushed off underneath. It is. Foul is going to be on Ryan Feldkamp as he was clearing out in the middle, and that is his third foul tonight. So it will be Tiger free throws. ACC chance coming to the line. It's a two-shot foul. That was team foul 10 in the first one here. Up and good. We're tied at 36. Another long look at it. For the lead, it's not going to drop. And rebound, Atchison County. So Trent and Kimmy hit the first, missed the second. But as the game is tied at 36, ACCHS has it back. 2 minutes to play. The feet in the middle is batted away. It's on the floor, reaching in, trying to tie it up. No. Tigers are able to rescue it. It'll come back out on top to Kimmy. Trenton backs in, twists in, turns, shoots, missed it. Rebound, Pollard. Here comes Jeff North. Down the court. Worthington skips it over to the right side. Feldkamp. Minute 40 to go in a tie game. Pass comes out between the circles. Over to the left side, McAfee. Dishes down low, Pollard. Beats in the middle. Driving in, Feldkamp, no room. Back to the right side. JCN runs its offense. Falling away. Off-balance shot is up and is off the mark. No good. Tigers with the rebound. JCN without great shot selection. A minute 20 to go, and we're even at 36. Atchison County dumps it over to the left side to Trenton Kimmy. Holds it above his head on the wing. Works it out on top in front of Pollard. Now launches it into the hands of Caleb Miller. Miller goes back to the left side to Colton Myers. Myers, top of the key. Back to the right. 1 minute to play. The feed down to the baseline off the block. It's knocked away on the floor. Picked up by Feldkamp. Here comes Jefferson County North. Still 36-36. The JCN has the ball. And are they going to take a timeout? They're going to look for a final shot. What is going to happen here? Long cross-court pass. The feed to the block. Feldkamp in traffic. Forces it up and in. Ryan Feldkamp just forced that one in there. And we have a Charger timeout. Taking a break. We're down to the final 41 seconds here in Effingham. It's Jeff North 38, Atchison County 36.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Got a great game here. Got a great game going on. And Atchison is Morehead Mount Academy with 3 minutes left. Leads Jackson Heights by three. And with 41 seconds to play in this game, the Tigers are going to have the ball in play, trailing by two. They'll bring it into the backcourt, and JCN is going to pick up the player defense at midcourt. Okay. Walking up the floor, Kieran Quarter. Quarter goes left side. Caleb Miller. Back over to the right, Kimmy. Trenton dishes it back to Quarter. They'll look it off on top. Bowerly. Tigers looking for a shot. I wonder if they're going to win a three. They're going to try to force something in and hope to draw a foul. The feed will go down to the baseline. The kick will come out on top. They pass up the three. 16 seconds left. The pass down to the baseline. Nothing. Back out on top with 11 seconds. Tigers with the ball. Now JCN is going to stretch out, and we're going to get another timeout with Coach Hoffman. Joseph, let's do it. 8 seconds left. JCN leads by two.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
When this game is over, no matter who wins it, one of these teams is going to go home and just breathe a deep sigh of relief and say, wow, we got away with this win. The other team is going to go home and say, wow, we let one get away here tonight. It has been that kind of a ball game. ACCHS will be putting it in play from just inside midcourt across the way with 8 seconds to go. They trail by two. Again, what is going to be the tactic? They bring it in on top. 7 seconds. Six. The feed on top with five. The dish to the left with four. The kick out on top with three. The shot at the buzzer. It's no good. JCN wins it. The shot at the buzzer is off the mark. Your final score tonight in Effingham. Jefferson County North, 38. Atchison County Community High School, 36. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas. Everybody walking out of here is just drained and exhausted. What a game that was here this evening, as ACCHS had a brilliant game plan. They executed it so very well, but JCN was able to escape, frankly, at the end of the game and win it tonight, 38-30. Scoring leaders for you for Atchison County, 11-9 for Kieran Corder and 10 for Colton Myers. Half a dozen, Trenton Kimmy. 4 points tonight for Lane Mullins. You had Creighton Bowerly with 3 and 2 this evening for Ryan Keith. We're Jefferson County North. Tell you what, not just one. We're doubling up tonight. Our Bank of Atchison co-players of the game, Carson Worthington and Ryan Feldkamp, each with 17 points. You know what that means? There are not many left for anybody else. 17 and 17 is 34. They had 38. You had 2 for Caleb Worthington, 2 for Grady Knoll. That was the JCN scoring this evening. Tigers go to 2-4 and 2-5 on the season. JCN goes to 6-0 and 6-0. Exciting pair of games here tonight. Opening game. Atchison County's ladies winning it, 62-33. And JCN guys with a 2-point thrilling win. In the nightcap tomorrow night, more basketball. This time it's going to be the college flavor. We'll be up in the Nolan. Benedictine playing host to Peru State. Join us for that one, ladies game at 5:30. Guys game at about 7:30 for it. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Great fun here tonight in Effingham. Until we greet you next time for Joseph. He's the guy making it all happen, our producer and engineer in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, as always, thanks very much. Tom Couch from the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.